the 16th of January 2022. My name is Katie and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1456. We're talking today about Pleasant Goat's new movies.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it.
It broke the national box office record for a Chinese animation film, grossing 30 million yuan in its opening weekend. The film will be available nationwide on the first day of the new year 2022. 10 languages including English. The Super Adventure was released on DVD in China on February 16, 2009, 1 month after its theatrical release, dubbed in Mandarin and Cantonese with English subtitles. Super Adventure won the Outstanding Animation Award at the 13th China Wabiao Film Awards. Pleasant Goat and Big Big Wolf is a fairly popular animated series in China, being one of the most successful animated works ever produced in the country. Pleasant Goat and Big Big Wolf is a Chinese animated television series with anime elements created by animation director Huang Weiming and produced by Creative Power Entertainment. The show is about a group of goats living in green meadows and a story that revolves around a clumsy wolf who wants to eat them. This spring, the main character, Wesley Pleasant Goat, was introduced as the representative of Chinese cartoon characters at the International Flower Show in the Netherlands, where the series was introduced to children in Europe via a float in the annual carriage parade in the Netherlands. Pleasant Goat, and Big Big Wolf, Guangdong Alpha Animation and Culture Co.'s flagship animated series, can already be seen on TV screens, movie posters, backpacks, clothes, mugs and all sorts of merchandise in China. Creative Power Entertainment, a Guangzhou-based cartoon and animation company, recently signed an agreement with Walt Disney's Buena Vista International to broadcast the latest 100 episodes of its hit cartoon. Big Wolf. The animated series was later made into a 6 million yuan low-budget film. Since then, the show has continued, with several seasons and 10 films to his credit, the show has no end in sight. The company has produced 7 films and more than 1,300 episodes about the adventures of the goat villagers and their often bumbling antagonists, the wolves. In addition to box office performance, Film 4 also generated significant income for the group from film advertising and consumer product licensing royalties. These high figures clearly demonstrate the high popularity of Movie 4's licensed products. On the other hand, we are especially excited about the release of Movie 4 in Taiwan on January 20th. We expect the box office to continue to rise during the Chinese New Year and are confident that Film 4 will surpass Film 3's record of 147 million yuan in revenue. Zhang Weibing, public relations manager for Alpha, says 2015 will be the year of creating international goats and wolves. The company's global efforts began in 2009 when it began airing episodes of Pleasant Goat on the American Nickelodeon Network's Asian Channel in 13 Asian countries and regions. It spawned one of the best catchphrases of those years and spawned several pop hits. The goats built a high iron gate outside the village and named it Yankin. After this incident, the wolves learned not to anger the goats in Qingqing pasture, otherwise there would be consequences. Wolfie never gives up and says he'll be back to try and catch the goats again. Through the efforts of Wesley and his friends, Wolfie never catches the goats. One day in the episode, Wolfie plans to develop new ways to catch and eat goats. Whenever the wolf shows up in Lamb Village, he comes up with a cunning plan to catch the goats. Among the goat students, a clever little goat named Nice is always looking for ways to thwart Wolfie's plans and save the goat. After being expelled from wolf school, his father reluctantly sent him to goat school, where he befriended all the other goats and sometimes helped them fight wolves. He also has a habit of falling asleep every time Wolfie steals goats. Although he does not treat goats well, he is Volney's kind and shy husband. Paddy is the smartest of all the goats, although this hides his laziness. But this is often contradicted, as in the episode where Wolfie kidnaps Bian Zui Loon, shaves him and uses his fur to disguise himself as him and gain access to the goats. The plot of the film recounts how several goats and their old enemy, the Grey Wolf, join forces to defeat their common enemy, a bacteria. As for goats and wolves, they ended up teaming up against the ugly yellow bacteria. He was called Pleasant Goat as soon as he appeared, and he was full of energy, because he was not always successful in
catching goats. His wolf license was cancelled many times by a wolf pack. Thus, the wolf's ancestor, the war wolf, manages to survive after a long exercise, but he dies by swallowing a huge stone covered in wool, mistaking it for a large sheep. The ancestor of the wolf clan and the sworn rival of Old Mandy, the ancestor of the goat clan. The main characters are depicted as school-age goats attending a school run by Slowey, the village elder. A group of goats of school-age lives and plays in the goat village of the same name. It manages well-known domestic animation brands such as Pleasant Goat and Big Big Wolf, Happy Family, Cookie Master, Colorful Planet, and Football Legend Kid, focusing on consumer goods business. License. Tay Group has entered into significant business agreements with two counterparties, Creative Power Entertainment LLC and Disney Enterprises, Inc. CPE owns the copyright in TV shows, films, publications and theatrical forms, while Tay Group owns the distribution and licensing rights for animation brands. Xiao has been a veteran writer for Pleasant Goat and other cartoons for several years. Now the animated tables are spinning and foreign children can enjoy Chinese cartoons from the comfort of their sofas. This was Pleasant Goat's New Movies, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1456. My name is Katie Morris, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.